The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to the Ewan Grant Podcast and welcome to everyone joining me on the Listener app. Today, I get to chat to the General Manager of City Infrastructure with the City of Mount Gambier. Barbara Sinofskis is calling on all sporting clubs to apply for infrastructure funding, and there's a bucket load of cash that's up for grabs. Don Pratt joins me to talk about an amazing community project that has just been launched. And this weekend, a thank you to Truckies, doing it tough through COVID, is taking place. Adam Smith is putting it all together and he'll give us the details. Let's kick it all off. Barbara Sinofskis, she's the General Manager of City Infrastructure with the City of Mount Gambier. And Barbara, there is $100,000 in infrastructure funding available for sporting clubs.
So we've got a pool of funds. We've got $100,000 up for grabs. For projects with a minimum total cost of $10,000, there will be the co-contributions that are required. But it's for being able to renew existing infrastructure, any capital upgrades or new capital assets or projects that sporting clubs are wanting to undertake.
So what are some of the projects that council has helped fund in the past?
Well, we've had Little Athletics in terms of the timing gate, the croquet, they've had the kitchen and watering systems, we've had the football clubs. And a number of the football clubs have all received funding for one thing or another, but lighting seems to be the latest area that clubs are needing assistance with, and that's directly linked with compliance and things like that when it comes to training and night games and all and the like. Mm. We've got the Greyhound Club. We've got the Harness Racing Club. We've done, once again, that was lighting upgrades with them. We've done sight screens and cover upgrades with the cricket. We have done renovation of public toilet blocks at the South Gambier Footy Club. We have got upgrades for fences and seating and lighting out at Blue Lake Sports Club. Mount Gambier Golf Club had community access pathways.
And, Barb, one of the big things, I suppose, that this highlights is the fact that this is open to every club, no matter who you are, where you are, in the Blue Lake City, and if you've got capital works that need to happen, here is an opportunity. How hard is it to apply for funding?
It's not difficult at all. So, basically, what you would need to do is have your project scoped out, then go onto our website, or you can give us a call, and we can help direct you to where to find the guidelines and also the application form. Then you complete it, put in your application. We need to have them received by the 11th of October. Then what will happen is we go through and we rate the applications and we present them to council for a decision. If you're successful, then the works need to be completed within the current financial year.
Barb, it is a great thing that council does. I know you do it each and every year. For anybody who would like to be part of the Sport and Recreation Capital Works program, now is the opportunity to jump online and find out all the details. Barb, for sporting clubs who don't necessarily think they're going to be eligible to receive funding from council, is there an opportunity for them to talk to somebody?
Absolutely. They can get on the phone and they can speak to myself. Because, yeah, sometimes sport, it's not always just about football, netball and cricket. But, yeah, if you're unsure and wondering whether you would fit into a sporting category, give us a call. Because, yeah, this is a good opportunity while the funds are available to be able to apply.
$100,000 up for grabs right now with the City of Mount Gambier. Barb, it has been fantastic to talk to you.
No worries. Thank you. You take care.
Barbara Sinofskis talking all about the Sport and Recreation Capital Works program. You can find out all the details at mountgambier.sa.gov.au on the City of Mount Gambier website. Now, Lobster Coasters, it is time to catch up with the man behind Confessions. Don Pratt joins me for a chat. Don, I was looking on Facebook over the course of the last couple of days and the Olive Jean Soul Kitchen project came up on my Facebook page and I wanted to find out a little bit about it. What's the story behind Olive Jean and Soul Kitchen?
Well, okay, so the Olive Jean Soul Kitchen has sort of come about. It's not a new concept, but it is a new concept to Mount Gambier. It hasn't been done here before. It's basically, it's a way of connecting with community, It's a not-for-profit free night at confession. So basically, you come along, you pay what you want, or you don't pay at all. So basically, we're trying to connect people in the community. I mean, no matter your standing in the community, whether you know your social background, your economic background, it doesn't matter. This is about bringing everyone out on a Friday night once a month and sharing a meal, sharing a coffee with someone that you otherwise maybe wouldn't have sat with, and have a chat, getting to know people's stories, and feeling a connection to the community. Yeah.
Now, mate, you've had the first of the Olive Jean Soul Kitchen events. Tell me how it went.
It was always going to be a hard sell first one up, Ewan, only because it is a new concept and one that not people really, really understand how it all works. But that being said, our first event was Friday night, just gone, 2 hours. In that 2 hours, we raised $840. And on top of that, Ray White came on board as the naming sponsor to the event. So they chipped in with us and covered the tab for the first one anyway. So the night itself raised a further $840, which means that our next event is completely covered. It went really well. So we caught up with a few people. A lot of them that came down were our customers that come along and wanted to support, donated, had a risotto, and paid. Some of them paid an exorbitant price for it. Some of them paid what they thought was fair, and that was how it all worked. So basically, it was a great night. We look forward to the next one with a bit of promo and leading into it, and hopefully with people sort of understanding more how it works, then be a bigger event next time. So yeah.
Don, what I'm loving at the moment is that there are so many businesses in the Limestone Coast who are getting behind the idea that there are people in our community that are struggling and offering a helping hand.
Yeah, look, I think it's to do well in business and to do well within yourself. I mean, there has to be an element somewhere there of giving back, and part of that is realizing that the community in which we're in and trying to do business in, not everyone's doing as well as we are. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't give back to those that can't afford. So, look, I see it as a win-win for everyone. It's a win for it's for those that are in need. It's also a win for the people that are doing it. I mean, it's a feel-good feeling. And if you can't sort of rise to the occasion to give something back, then you shouldn't be in business, as far as I'm concerned. Especially in a small community. So yeah.
And Don, what was the response like from people who might not have heard about the concept before? Because it is a very foreign idea to go to a cafe and maybe not pay anything for the service.
Yeah, look, it was really good. On the night, a lot of those that came kind of got it and were more than happy to chip in and just and put money into the box. So, and by the way it works is, for those that aren't quite sure of the idea, there's a blind box at the till there, so no one can see into that box. It's a sealed box. So when you order, we just ask you to drop whatever you want in that box. We don't know what you put in. No one else knows. So it can be nothing. It can be 100. It doesn't really matter. It's up to you what you choose to put in there. So yeah, a lot of those that came on the night just put money in. And as I said, in 2 hours, it did quite a good little turnover, which means we can do future events. So the good response to it was the next day. For those that didn't realize that it was on and didn't come along, who then saw the post on Facebook, the amount of questions on the following Saturday and Sunday means that it looks good for the next one. People's interest was like they were loving the idea and wish they had have known about it and had come along. So yeah, it was all round a good response to it.
And Don, Olive Jean Soul Kitchen, how did the name come about?
Olive Jean was my mum, so this is in honour of my mum. Mum passed away, unfortunately, 15 years ago this week. So we're always going to start this this month now. Everything we do down there, or everything that this is about, is what my mum was about. Mum was never going to be a wealthy lady because she gave everything she had away to anyone that she thought needed it, quite willingly. So this was always a good fit for her. And it was always something that I knew that eventually, when I was in a position to do so and had a venue to do in, that I would do this. So yeah, the Olive Jean is in honour of my mum. We hope we can sort of keep her legacy alive. And unfortunately, she never got to see confession come to life. So this is a way of sort of bringing her into it as well. So yeah, that's where the name come from. So.
Don, it's a beautiful story. It's a great thing that you guys are doing. Tell me when the next event's going to be on.
So the next event will be on the 29th of October. So it's the last Friday of every month that we'll do this. And with the interest that we've had so far, I think we'll be hopefully doing this for quite a while. So what we also intend to do, Ewan, is that what I've quickly noticed is that what it costs to put the event on, I think the funds that we raise will quickly outstrip that. So as we sort of get going and the Olive Gene starts to have a bit of money in the kitty, what we'd like to do then is sort of donate money to other worthy causes in Mount Gambier that are doing good things. So as we get going, that's what we'd like to do. So, yeah.
And Don, this is on top of the work that you guys do for Spare Your Change for Kids.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, so Spare Your Change is a completely separate one, and that's a, we have a huge volunteer base for that one. So that's a, that's a lot of fun as well. We do that on Tuesdays, but this is just one that that I always knew was going to come around when I was in a position to do so, in honour of Mum. So yeah, so this is our once a month one. This one, and it's more of a community connection thing, really. Just get people together and realise, just who else is in the town, in the community, and get people talking. So if you're doing it tough or not doing it tough, it really doesn't matter. We want you to come on down, share a coffee, share a hot meal, and have a chat. Yeah, so that's what we're about.
Don, your mum sounds like she was a lovely lady. I am blown away by the concept, and it's a fantastic way of honouring your mum. Cannot wait to talk more about the Olive Gene Soul Kitchen events. Next one taking place on October the 29th. Thanks for chatting with us today, mate.
Thank you very much, Ewan. It's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
What a sensational local project born right here in the Limestone Coast. Now, speaking of stuff that's happening right here in our own backyard, a bloke who I get to talk to on a pretty regular basis because he does great things for the Limestone Coast community is Adam Smith. And this weekend, Adam is doing something pretty special for truck drivers.
Yeah, well, I'm keeping my clothes on this time, and I'm not walking down the main street dressed as a lady for mental health. This time we've getting together with Barrow Pairs and having a bit of a truck meet.
Okay, so what's the reason behind it?
Just a bit concerned about truckies and their families and regarding COVID, and every two or three days getting them a swab up the nose. I think generally we're taking truckies for granted, and we just need to step back for a minute and say, hey, thanks guys. And so I've organised get together at Barrow Pairs, and Mount Gambier's been unbelievable. We've had Mick from Collins Court. He's donated meat for the truck drivers. Okay, Pipe Shop delivered, supporting with bread. It's just been unbelievable. I think Mount Gambier just wants to say thank you to the truck drivers, and yeah, just trying to get it out there. And I've got Headspace on board. We just want to put it out there, say, hey, is you're not weak to speak up. We're all doing it pretty hard out here, and I know what it's like personally myself, because I drive trucks as well, and I don't have to have the swab every couple of days. I'm 7 days, but I know what it's like when you got to have it every 7 days. It's not the best feeling going, and some of these blokes are getting the same. It's a bit beyond a joke now, every 2 to 3 days getting the swab.
And, of course, we rely on trucking so much in the Limestone Coast, not only because of forestry, but because we live between two capital cities. We have a whole heap of truck drivers in the region who have to cross the border on a daily basis, and this is taking a toll on their mental health.
Oh, for sure. I don't know where this is going to end. There's so many blokes that I know personally that want to leave the industry. And yeah, it's not a good thing, and that's why we're doing what we're doing, and just saying, hey guys, thanks. And me personally, because I'm a truck driver, but if we don't say thanks, we'll have drivers leave the industry. And yeah, I know it's only for an hour catch up, maybe a bit longer, but it's just to say, hey guys, thanks guys, come and have a quick chat, mates, talking mates again, and yeah, but we want the families there as well.
So, Adam, when's it all going to take place? When do we want truckies, families, everybody to wander down to Bow Repairs? And what's going to take place?
Saturday afternoon, we'll be putting on a barbecue for all the truckies and families. Just pop up between 4 and 6. And then after 6, we'll go for a leisurely cruise down the main street. So if you can't get to Bow Repairs, come down the main street, give us a wave. It's just a thank you. That's all we're trying to do, and thanks to the truckies, and yeah, because they do an unbelievable job, And like I said, if we don't have truck drivers, we won't have groceries at the store. So it's just a small thanks. And yeah, no, it should be a really good day.
Hey, Adam, thanks for everything you do for the Limestone Coast community. A big shout out to all the sponsors getting involved as well. It's going to be a great afternoon on Saturday. Long weekend, of course, heaps of stuff going on in the Limestone Coast. Good luck with it on the weekend, mate.
Oh, mate, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
That's it for today's podcast. I'll be back on Friday. For everything Limestone Coast, you can catch up with me live on radio from 6 a.m. weekday mornings on the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.